Here's a wild stat for you. Job seekers who reach out directly to hiring managers are 2 times more likely to land interviews. We've seen it over and over and over with our coaching clients. But most people either skip cold outreach because it feels awkward, time-consuming, or like, what the hell do I even say? Or worse, they don't skip it, but they do it wrong and make a bad impression. That's why I put together our interview-getting email templates with over 15 email and LinkedIn message templates, follow-up emails, AI prompts for quick customization, and a super, super simple strategy to help you book more interviews, all within minutes. You can grab them right now at carlyagar.com/emails, or just click the link in today's show notes. But do it fast, because these won't be available much longer. You are listening to the Customer Success Career Coach, and today you're going to hear directly from 4 job seekers who went from feeling completely stuck, overwhelmed, and totally ignored in their job searches to booking consistent interviews, getting responses from hiring managers, and all landing their top choice roles. If you are feeling like you've done everything right but still are not booking consistent interviews, you're not alone. And more importantly, you are not the problem. The market has changed, and today you're going to hear exactly what worked for real people who were in your shoes just a few weeks ago, and you'll walk away with a clearer picture of what it really takes to stand out in 2025. What if the only thing standing between you and your next big career milestone is just a strategy you haven't heard yet? I'm Carly Agar, customer success veteran, award-winning career coach, and your go-to for getting hired and promoted in customer success. Whether you're breaking into the field or ready to level up into leadership, this podcast is your shortcut to real career growth. Every episode is packed with practical takeaways, data-backed strategies, and zero fluff advice that actually works, so you can start making moves towards your goals immediately. If you're ready to take control of your career, well, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Customer Success Career Coach Podcast. Welcome back to the Customer Success Career Coach. Today's episode is one I'm so excited to share with you, because you're not just hearing from my advice. You're going to hear real stories, real results, and real mindset shifts from 4 of my clients who all have slightly different backgrounds, but all shared a similar struggle, which was landing interviews. So here's how this episode is going to work. I will introduce the question, and then you'll hear all 4 clients answer it in their own words. The questions that I'm going to ask them are, what were you struggling with in your job search? What made the biggest difference in landing interviews? And what would you tell someone else who's feeling stuck right now? What you are going to hear is candid, relatable, and it is full of insight. After each set of responses, I'll give a quick summary and pull out some of the key takeaways. And you'll want to stick around to the end, because these last clips, absolutely worth it. Before we get into the questions, let's just meet our 4 guests first. So guest number 1 is Emily. Emily is a former director of customer success at a cybersecurity company. She is now a founding CSM at an automation software startup. Our second guest, Jack, pivoted from hospitality and SDR work into customer success and is now a CSM at Sizence. Alyssa is another former CS leader in healthcare tech who is now a client enablement specialist at a healthcare tech company. And lastly, we have Julia, who has 8 years of experience across customer success, account management, and consulting, who is now a CSM at an AI-powered machine health monitoring company for factories. So hopefully what you're picking up already right away is this is a pretty diverse group, not just in terms of job titles or industries, but also in company size, company stage. We've got a former CS director, someone who pivoted from hospitality into SaaS, a healthcare tech leader, and a consulting pro who's seen it all from early stage to enterprise. And what is so fascinating is that despite all of their backgrounds, every single one of them still hit a wall when it came to landing interviews. So let's get into the first question, which is, what were you feeling or struggling with before starting to work with myself and my team on your job search?
I had no real comprehension of the status of the CS job market. I quickly found myself kind of down the rabbit hole of painstakingly changing every line of my CV before realizing that I'd even taken a wrong turn.
Honestly, I didn't have any sort of strategy. I was definitely on my way to burnout really fast, and I was just doing the spray and pray. I applied to over 400 jobs and I got one interview.
I thought that I was taking smart approaches, but I really didn't have a great strategy for that. So I was kind of reaching out to people a little willy-nilly, trying to just see if I would get any responses. And it was not very effective.
So while I thought that I had been on the right track, I felt kind of lost. And all of a sudden, the rug was pulled out from under me. And I thought, well, I must be doing something wrong here.
If any of that sounded familiar, burnout, chaos, second-guessing every single move, you're in good company. These stories show just how common those struggles really are, even for super experienced professionals. But the best part is that's not where this all ends. So let's get into the turning point for each of these job seekers. What actually helped them shift from feeling completely ignored to booking consistent interviews? Question number two for the group is, what part of our coaching made the biggest difference in helping you land interviews?
The biggest impact came off the back of direct outreach. Only on one occasion through my 6 months of job hunting did I get an invitation for interview outside of this method. So that was game changing for me.
Honestly, it was the outreach of doing the video, I would say. Even the VP said that that was the reason I got the interview, because she's a big video person and wanted to meet me as soon as possible.
From there, I did the 60-second, 90-second videos that I actually sent out to the people that got me several interviews within like 6 weeks. It was really quick.
If I could pick two, I'd say the resume rewrite and the interview coachings. One person wrote back like, your resume is kick-ass. I applied to 35 in the 2 months we worked together. Three interviews.
I don't know if you caught that, but Jack went from one interview in 400 applications to three interviews after applying to just 20 jobs. Alyssa got multiple interviews within 6 weeks. Julia's resume feedback included the word kick ass. And Emily, she said outreach was the only thing that worked. Hopefully you are starting to see the patterns. But I want to close this episode with one last question. What would they tell you if you're feeling stuck right now? So question number three that I pose to this group of job seekers is, what would you tell someone who's trying to land interviews in customer success right now and not sure if they need to invest in help?
The job market at the moment is so saturated. I found that unless you had the exact experience of the role that you were applying for, getting to interview stages found it quite difficult. So I think that professional support is incredibly useful to guide you through that whirlwind maze.
I was so scared. If I didn't apply to as many jobs as possible, it just wasn't going to work. I would say to take a step back, becoming more strategic and actually focusing on the jobs that you would also want to work at. It will happen.
Once I really started honing in on what I wanted to do and positions that interested me, it was a lot easier to do a video and to express interest and enthusiasm. And it also doesn't mentally wear you out as much.
This is a different world right now. Any job that you have now, it's just not this, it's a different beast. You need an edge. And the edge that you need is this team and the insights they're able to provide.
If you've been trying to do this alone, you just heard four very clear reminders that you don't have to. The job market has changed, but that doesn't mean you need to work harder. You just need a strategy that actually works in 2025. If you want to see how my clients are doing this, how they're getting interviews and offers even after months of just being ghosted by recruiters, head to carlyagar.com/get interviews right now to grab your spot for my free training. I'll walk you through exactly what they implemented and how you can use the same system to get unstuck. Even if you can't join me live, registering for the event will get you access to the replay, and you're absolutely not going to want to miss this. If you've watched any of my free trainings, you know how seriously I take making them incredibly valuable. You are getting so much value, especially for a free training. And this, hands down, is going to be my most valuable one to date. So you will not want to miss it. Thanks for listening to the Customer Success Career Coach, and I'll catch you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you love today's episode, or if you want to continue the conversation, come hang out with me on LinkedIn. Connect with me, follow me, or message me over there. I'm at linkedin.com/in/Carly-Agar. And if you haven't already, don't forget to follow the show wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. I'll catch you next time.